Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's talk some pro football. How about this? Warren Sharp put this out yesterday. Most offensive snaps with a lead in 2025. The Patriots led the league in offensive snaps with the lead. They had 578 snaps. 13 of the top 14 in this category made the playoffs. The only team that didn't make the playoffs, the Colts, finished 10th and with 410 snaps with the lead. They didn't make the playoffs. The Panthers did. They finished 28th, and they made the playoffs in a crappy division. Crappy division. They made the playoffs, and they were 28th in the league. They only had 178 snaps all year long with the lead. Where do you think the Texans finished on that?
We're having a discussion here. We had to check on something. There's a listener who said something that's been... Should you tell him, Dell? You want to just keep it off the air?
Well, you... didn't have to bring this portion
well,
up.
Well, he
the
asked
air.
Me a question, and you and I were getting something settled so we can figure this out.
Mike? A caller...
Well, we're transparent on the show.
Okay.
I think that's a
I mean, I guess like a caller let our intern know that apparently in one of the Brinkman spots, Rufus spelled wrong. I don't remember the commercial. I didn't hear it.
I bet it's not.
Rufus...
I don't know.
When do we spell?
I don't know. Do you remember spelling out roof?
They said you spelled it R R O
with two R's. I don't know that that's true.
I'll bet you it's not accurate.
That's just what
John knows how to spell. 100%.
Brinkman. I don't even say roof in the.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's just what I was told, and Lance heard it.
Okay, I know how to spell roof, but what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even spell it. I spell Brinkman. I say BrinkmanQuality.com. The only thing I spell is Brinkman.
Yeah, I can't speak to it. I didn't hear
did
it.
Did you say? Did you say roof? Like,
roof.
Did you say roof like that?
Like roughness.
Roof. Roof.
Because in some places of the country they will call it a roof.
I'll take a listen, but I'm on your side.
Yeah,
this.
Somebody called. I heard the intern like, hey, kid, somebody just called in and said, and usually they're complaining about us.
As well,
but this
they
is they said either Lance or John spelled roof wrong. Like what?
Roof.
I could see you spelling it wrong in
we
a commercial.
Don't spell, we
Lance.
Don't, okay.
No.
Whatever. Okay, so you didn't
wrong.
Hear because you were talking about this stupidness.
Stupid roof.
Yeah. So Warren Sharp put out yesterday.
Yeah.
Teams that had the most snaps with the lead.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Patriots number one.
Yeah.
With 578. It was and 13 of the top 14 made the playoffs. The only team that didn't was mm-hmm. the Colts. They finished 10th with 410 snaps. The Panthers were 28th in the league, just 178 snaps with the lead. The Jets, by the way, had 66 snaps all year with the lead. Mm. 66.
That checks out.
That's terrible. But how about that? 13, this is a pretty good indicator of whether or not you're going to make the playoffs. 13 of the top 14 teams made the playoffs. The Colts obviously fell off after Danny Dimes.
They had a bunch of snaps
with the lead when Danny was healthy.
Yeah, they lost some games late, too.
Yeah, they lost games late. Yeah, right. So the Patriots were one. Where do you think the Texans finished on this list?
With leads, I mean, they're pretty high, actually, I would say, because, well, no, because they came on at the second half of the season. I'm going to put them at 10th.
Fourth.
Okay, yeah, I guess that is what.
Yeah, they had 509. It was the Patriots, 578. Seahawks second with 516. Jacksonville had 512. The Texans had 509. The Rams 505. Eagles, 49ers, Chargers, Broncos. The Colts finished 10th. They didn't make the playoffs. But everybody else, the Packers, Bills, Bears, and Steelers, all made the playoffs. That is a pretty good indicator. Now, so what does that tell you? Score first, and you win?
It tells you have the lead for a long time, and you win.
You have the lead, and you can hold the lead.
If you take a lot of snaps, that means you held the lead for a long time.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense that people with the most snaps had the lead the longest.
If you're New England, you had to score early to have that many snaps.
Yes, but good teams generally aren't always coming from behind.
Correct. You know what I mean?
That's how – the only way a team with a lot of wins and a lower snap total means they had to come back a lot. And that I would say,
that's difficult. That's right.
Yeah, you got to watch those teams progressing.
Get a lead, and hold it, especially with the Texans' defense. You got to throw it, and if they know you got to throw against them, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. So get a lead, and hold on to it, especially when you're playing now. And look, the teams were pretty good New England was pretty good defensively. Seahawks were pretty good defensively. The Texans were good defensively. Rams, Eagles, all good defensive teams. You get a lead and you smother, and the other team has to pass. Guess what? You got a huge advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So get holding that lead, not turning the ball over, CJ. I just wanted CJ to know not to turn the ball over.
Oh. A little message for our quarterback.
Well, I mean, I know he's focused right now. Boom, focused before.
So
he's focusing on the show to get some advice.
Unlikely. I did the research here with this Brinkman. You do spell roof because it's part of the number, but you say R-O-O-F, not R-R-O-F.
So that guy was wrong.
Oh, it's part of the phone number.
It's part of the – so when you listen to it fast and you only hear it once, you may think he's saying R-R. O-F, but it's R-O-O-F is what he said.
I know how to spell roof.
Yeah.
Who's the dumbass that called in with
call
this?
In and take your medicine.
Somebody doesn't know how to spell roof.
713-780-3776. Do it again. Call again.
Listening to it, I could see if you're not locked in.
R-O-O-F.
I could see it because you say it fast because it's in 30 seconds. You got to get it all in. So if you're not listening.
It caused chaos on the show.
Well, you did it. You didn't have
to. No, I had to bring that up because
it
was causing chaos. People may have been calling. Somebody
could
have gotten.
One guy, and you caused the chaos.
No, the intern caused it.
No, he just has to pass messages, and you could not.
He said it loud enough for me to hear.
You should have your earbuds in listening to what John's saying.
I did in one ear, and this one I have it out so I can tell what's going on.
You don't need to be aware of what's going on over here. Listen
you
to
really
John.
Don't.
Well, I had somebody trying to clown John, and now we got that settled.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
John didn't know how to spell. I'm like, hey,
settled.
Whoa.
R-O-F.
You don't R-O-F. The tone might have been, hey, guys, that sounds weird. You might want to fix it.
Tell John he doesn't know how to spell roof. Are you?
John, we don't know that that was even the tone. He might have just been trying to help. We don't know.
Okay.
That's all.
No, he's okay.
You don't know. He could have been just trying to help.
Trying to help me spell roof?
He just wanted you not to send people to some like coffee shop that has a similar number. That's all he was trying to do. He's like, I like John a lot.
I'm not laughing at you. There are more people who believe you are spelling it wrong through Twitter. John does spell roof incorrectly in the spot. Been like that for quite a while, Del.
You just listened to it, didn't you, Del?
No,
yes.
Okay, play the spot.
Now, is this a new spot? Did John fix it? Or
no, these
is this
are
an old spot?
It's not new. Listen, you're going to hear like something right. That might make people think he's saying double R.
Craig says this too.
Hey,
I'm
Brinkman,
listen.
This is a little added value.
I heard
this is good for them.
I heard Timmy, Cub fan Timmy, who you guys have an issue with, I heard him spell roof wrong in past spots but didn't bother. See? So here it is.
John Granato here. Brinkman Quality Roofing has been the most trusted name in Houston for 50 years for roof repairs, roof maintenance, and roof replacements on both homes and businesses. Brinkman Workmanship is backed by the largest roofing manufacturers against leaks for up to 30 years. Brinkman has 100% financing available and free, no-obligation estimates. Brinkman Quality Roofing is the one to call at 281-480-ROOF. That's 281-480-ROOF. Or go to BrinkmanQuality.com.
Are you people in? idiots? It's not, ROOF.
Yeah.
Are you people idiots?
Okay, Cuff Van Tim, go ahead and call in. Craig Cuff in Van Texas, Timmy, call in.
You can't be dumber.
All of y'all call in, 713-780-3776. Just come say, I apologize. That was clearly, it's clearly you spelled it right.
I mean, you people are too stupid to listen. Do you even know how to turn a radio on?
Well, maybe they're listening on the street.
Well, hopefully
so. Oh, well, I'm surprised they have computers. Because they're too stupid to make enough money to buy
it's
a computer.
Really questioning
There's
Michael
somebody
Carroll's,
else saying this.
Yeah, it's really questioning Michael Carroll's ability to you know, edit stuff. Michael would never let a double R make
there,
it through.
No, Greg the Joker says there's two commercials. One is wrong.
Which one is it? The one that just played that got the call. That's
Do
the
you
one
have
I
another
grabbed.
One? Do you have another one?
I grabbed the one that just played and got that guy to call in. That's the
is
one.
Is there another commercial?
I'm sure there's another Brinkman, but... That's not the one that just played.
And Ryan, our guy Ryan says, no, he spells the website R-R-O-F.
See? It's R-O-O. We just played it. It's two O's, not one R.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
This is really...
This is too stupid. This is... Like someone doesn't... Like I don't
there are two versions of the commercial. People, okay. He spells it incorrectly in one of them. I guess I got to go find this up.
This conversation's too stupid. We have to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
Wait, are we past the break?
No, we're on time.
No,
actually.
We're on time, John. We trying to send us to a
what
break.
What do you mean? I play the open.
Yeah.
To come back.
This is our Brinkman spot. Brinkman section.
Oh, you combined before?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Brinkman section. This is our
Brinkman segment.
Oh, this is. Jason, you can thank us. You can thank stupid listeners for your ability to get added value. Okay. Congratulations, Jason. Yeah, Brinkman. You know what? Call Brinkman. R-R-O-F. Okay? Call him now.
I'm
Everyone is like certain it's
we're
misspelled.
We're getting flooded with, there's one that's right. In fact, guys, there's
I've
four,
never even
I
noticed
looked,
it.
I
ever.
Pulled it up. There are four different John spots. I'm not going through all of them.
You are, because that's how you are.
I'm not. I'm going through one more. Not all of them.
Like a Russian roulette of Brinkman
yeah.
spots?
And if it's right, and if it's spelled right, then they're all right. Sorry.
No, sorry.
You guys go on.
Beat it. You people are too...
I know they got to do is buy another phone number that's R-R-O-F anyway. So they both go to the same place.
So get R-R-O-F too, Jason.
Yeah, just go buy that one too. Big deal anyway.
Yeah, big deal anyway. 737, is Chris still here?
The no. Brinkman Roofnecks?
No. No, now it's just people calling into question your ability to spell.
Put them on!
Put them on!
Julian is up. He says he heard an error. Uh-oh. What's up, Julian?
Here we go. Nah, man, I don't mean to stir the pot, but there is multiple versions, and I hear it. And I honestly, man, with your advertisers, I try to support a lot of them. They're actually pretty good. But I just was like, just say Google Brinkman Roofing, and Google AI will figure it out. I actually don't know why these people put their phone number in at all, because no one remembers it. But, yeah, there's multiple versions of that commercial. I'm sorry, John, but there definitely is.
Okay, Dale, you're going to have to go through them.
Okay.
You're going to have to go through them.
We got to go through them.
All right.
Because Julian seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's not trying to clown him.
No,
so I'll
he uses our advertising.
If it's wrong, it's wrong. I'll find it, but I had not heard that before, so we'll see. It's only 30 seconds.
I've had that happen before where I gave the wrong number. I had to go back and re-record because I put the wrong phone number out.
Jagger out of here. Brinkman. Okay, no. Let's not play. No. I mean,
you know what Jason Brinkman's saying? Run it back. Run again. He didn't care if the number's wrong. He's just play it.
Yeah.
Play all four.
You think me and Michael Carroll would let that pass?
Michael Carroll's
pretty. Maybe it was a Brian day.
It had to because Michael Carroll's very much a stickler when he records these. I'll think I'll nail it. Somebody goes, you want to do it again? Or
well,
you okay with that one? Or you want to do it again? I guess I'll do it again because clearly you don't think it was good enough.
Well, I've gone through two, and both of them are spelled correctly. So that's where we are
right now. I don't know. The internet is not going to let you off of this.
Well, I'll keep listening, but at the moment, we're good here. That's all.
For the moment.
All right.
For the moment.
My shivigitter is broke on this. Okay? All right?
It is
Did
the most-
you see Tom Brady and Logan Paul flipping each other off at the World
yes.
Cup?
Yes. Did you see Tom Brady slap Logan Paul at Fanatics?
Did you see that they're going to wrestle?
Did you see that this is all a setup for wrestling this whole time?
Yep.
Did you see when they had their fights when it started at the flag football game, John, that they started this angle 2 months ago?
No.
Yes. They started this angle 2 months ago on a flag football game. and then they're continuing it on. It's a Paul brother. It is a Paul. He's a wrestler. This is a whole wrestling work. It's Tom Brady has been. Tom Brady's everywhere. Tom Brady was hosting. He was. Did you see when he was asking Lionel Messi a question?
I know,
like,
he's. I mean,
that a fanatic soccer thing. Like Tom, I didn't expect Tom to be out here this much. Tom's out here doing. He's like Pat McAfee now.
Yeah. He's on every. Yeah, you're right. And the stuff that he says he can come back right now and play. And you know, he probably could. He'd be better than how many?
I don't know. He wasn't that great his last year. He'd probably be better than Aaron Rodgers.
He'd still be better than how many quarterbacks in the league?
Probably be better than Aaron Rodgers. See, Aaron Rodgers looks like he made up with his family after years and years.
Yeah, did you see that? Yeah.
Yeah, he took pictures and posted them in hashtag fam, and a Bears fan said, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers was made up with his family before the Bears ever had a 4,000-yard passer in the history of their organization. Like, well, I guess it's true. He's got a picture of – I didn't see him with his brother, though, Jordan Rodgers. But his mom, his dad, and his other brother, I guess. So, yeah, good for him. That always bothered me that he kind of broke up with his family because of Olivia Munn. I'm putting it on her, at least.
Right.
Gentlemen, I've listened to all four. They're all correct.
Thank you. Good night. That's so
no tough. Way. Are you serious?
Yeah, they're all
dead. Literally everybody, you have no idea, John, in the Twitch chat, we've got in social media, everyone's saying there was something wrong, and you've checked them all, and they're all right.
I typed in Brinkman in our inventory, and all four that Mandela came up, effect. And you know what? They're so exact, it almost feels like the back half, where you spell the numbers, the
which
same thing.
Copy and paste.
And you just,
that's called professional.
And all you guys, and you changed the beginning because you needed something different.
So John is right. So John is right.
Yeah, Michael. There's no way Michael Carroll lets
he doesn't
get through.
You don't understand. He is he does not let. If you have where you take a little quick breath and he doesn't like the way it sounds, like, you want to do that again?
But he does it nicely, so it's
does it real nicely.
It doesn't make it feel like a thing. But yeah, there was no way Michael was going to let that pass.
Is there a chance that it was the signal that maybe made the people think?
Over and over again?
I don't know. That's what somebody said here. I mean, people.
This Brinkman segment is way better than World Cup or CJ segment, is what somebody just said in the chat. It's not better than a World Cup segment. Now, it might be better than a CJ segment. I'll admit that.
You and the guys know me. If John had screwed up, I'd be all over.
You would have played it. You would have cut it.
I would have found the
R. Anytime you thought he was wrong, you'd have R-R-O-F.
And anytime you said, that's stupid, I would never be wrong. I just play that. But it's correct. I will tell you guys, they probably did the phone number once, and then they changed the front path because that needed to be changed.
John, Gray Joker said there's two commercials. One is wrong.
Of them.
Would you like to say something to Gray Joker?
There are four of them, and they're all correct.
Okay, there's four of them. I mean, okay, how Roof, I could see if it was onomatopoeia or some word.
Even if
like,
you made a mistake.
It's Roof. You.
Even if you made a mistake.
R-O-O-F.
Well, he did it again. That's what everyone's thinking right now. You know that dress that was either blue or black, or it was gold and white?
Maybe.
That's what you spelling Roof
maybe
is.
Maybe people are hearing that. Maybe they are.
That's what you spelling Roof
is. The cadence of you spelling Roof. Because initially, they made me think of it. I heard it and go, oh, wait a minute. But it's R-O-O-F.
When I spell
clear.
My last name fast, Z-I-E-R. They say, how do you spell it? Z-I-E-R-L-E-I-N. They go, Z-E-I-R. No, I just spelled it and you screwed it up. No one can get my spelling. If I say it, their minds jumble up. They can't get the I-E-E-I. I think that's what's going on here when people hear Roof with John.
Oh, my gosh. Is this segment over yet?
It's really unfortunate.
Brinkman wants it to go on
it's
forever.
Really it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate that they're wrong.
Billy Brown.
This is one of the reasons we're Hall of Famers, though.
Yeah.
Because of Michael Carroll?
No, just because we're willing to game this all the way to the end to find out you guys were all right.
I listened.
And John was right.
I had
you guys were all wrong.
To John talk about a great roofing company in 30-second increments, and it was right all the time.
Every time. And you know what? Unfortunately, Billy Brown you know, who fixes T-I-O-L-E-T-S, okay?
No, you didn't.
That was a joke.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
don't even joke about it anymore.
No. Because people are too stupid. Listen, toilets. Billy fixes your toilet. He fixes your bathtub. He fixes your shower. He fixes your sink.
Turlets.
He fixes your toilet. He fixes your S-N-N-K sink. Okay? That's what he does. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to get a plumber, there's one guy, Billy Brown.
All yeah, right?
And
yeah.
There's B-R-A-U-N, Billy Brown.
He does it, and he's not spelled like the basketball player, Brown.
Yeah.
It's spelled the right B-R-W-N. Way, the correct way. Right. All right. He also moves gas lines if you're doing if you need to have gas lines moved with remodel stuff. Actually,
what
he handles
if you got a new grill, you need gas lines.
Move gas lines, and he handles if you're doing a remodel and you want a plumber to come in, you say, "No, I want my own plumber to come in. I don't want one of your subcontractors to come in." Have Billy Brown and his crew come in from Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and they can do all of that subcontract work, but they do it directly for you. And you know what? You don't get charged a little extra on top, a little topper, like the general contractor might put on you. 281-588-6238. That's
281-588-488. Listen. Oh, my God.
I literally just, as I'm saying it, I'm like, I don't think it's
that's
five.
That's not right. 281-488-6238.
Hall of Fame.
Our Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. How about the Red Sox have won 14 in a row now? I mean, it's like they are on a run.
For a while, so I was like, fun. How are they so bad? It didn't make any sense for them to be that bad early.
Yeah, they're only three games over 500 now.
Yeah, that's how bad they were. Wow. They are 14-game. They have a 14-game win streak and are three games over 500.
Yeah.
That's how bad they were.
Well, the Astros, if they go, they need to win 10 straight to go three games over 500.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. They just got a dub.
Well,
I know, but that would be one of 10 in a row.
Aren't they six now? Oh, well, yeah, oh, yeah. You're already counting that one. Okay.
Yeah. They got one in the bank. Need nine
more. That's right. Yeah. We're on a roll. One in a row.
A roll is a strong word to use for what they're on right now. Winning a game.
One in a row. It's can't win 10 in a row unless you win the first one.
Well, one in a row is not a thing.
One in a row is to me.
You put one of something there. It's not a row. It's one. And that's great. It's better than an alternative, which would have been what? A five-game losing streak? It would have been a five-game losing streak? I'll take one. Almost got me to say one in a row. Let's get two.
Yep.
Let's one take two. Not a thing.
Who's on the line?
TJ.
TJ. Glenn here, TJ. Save the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How do you spell roof, TJ? TJ, how do you spell roof?
Stop,
spell
John.
It for me.
Spell it right, John. Tell them stop playing on your name, man. Yeah. Tell them put some respect on your name.
put some respect on my education, please.
Tell them, are y'all finished or are y'all done? Yeah. I'm talking to all three of y'all. Tell them.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the greatest interviews in history.
Hey, I just wanted to piggyback off the Aaron Rodgers with his family. His brother, Jordan Rodgers, was on ESPN yesterday. He's in Florida covering the SEC meeting today.
That's right. Yeah.
But this goes to my question for Lance. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. Give me your top 10 or maybe your top 5 college quarterbacks coming into the season. I was watching ESPN yesterday. They still keep trying to push this Manning, I guess, because his last name is Manning, and they want him to be so good. Because mm-hmm. they got him second in the Heisman voting behind, I think, Carr from Notre Dame. And I think they had some other names up there. So, and Dale, my youth family, Darren Minson, I know he ain't getting the credit right now, but he will be. And when we get on that field, put him up there, too, because – if he's what I think he is, he's a little bit of Cam Ward and a little bit of, Carson Beck with the poise, but he's a gunslinger like Cam Ward, You'd be awesome. You know, I just hang up and listen to what you guys take on that. Thanks
well,
for taking
you know,
the
there's
call.
Two different ways of looking at this. Like you guys would probably agree. There's draft prospects, which I tend to look at draft prospects, and then there's college quarterbacks. Like Jason White was a really good college. There's a lot of guys who are good college. Like I don't know if Trinidad Chambliss is going to be a great pro prospect or not. I believe he'll probably be a second or third round pick. We'll see. He's not the biggest guy. That's a really good college quarterback. If I had to make a college quarterback, I'd probably say Dante Moore. It's interesting. ESPN, Bill Connolly has C.J. Carr. There's a lot of C.J. Carr love.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It is, and I tell you why it's interesting. I like him a lot. I see a level of poise. Like, I thought I'm seeing some stuff kind of behind the scenes that I really like, and I'm like, you know what? As he gets older, this guy's going to get better really, really quickly. I'm kind of surprised that other people saw the same thing because I thought it was kind of subtle because he does some stupid stuff with the football, man.
Well, he's a prototypical pro quarterback, though. Here is the Athletic put this out this morning, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got him on tiers. They got eight in the first tier. Trinidad Chambliss, Dante Moore, C.J. Carr, Darian Mensah, Julian Sayin, yep. Drew Mestemaker, Arch Manning. They got Arch seventh.
They have Drew Mestemaker in the tier one?
Well, he had a really good year, and he's moving up in class to Oklahoma State.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's moving up
in class. Also still got his coach, who's a pretty damn good. Seems to be a pretty good quarterback coach. And then Sam Levitt. Those are the eight in the top tier.
Do you know Mestemaker's 20 and won't be 21 this season?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have to be careful. This was the top five last year. Cade Klubnik, mm-hmm. Garrett Nussmeier, mm-hmm. Lenoris Sellers, John Mateer, and DJ Lettway.
John Mateer couldn't have been
pretty much busts.
Wait a minute. Mateer is still in college football. No one's mentioning him.
Yeah, because
they saw him play.
His second half of the year after he looked banged up that hand, he did not look
good. Yeah, I wonder how much of that is the injury, but I didn't think he was all that impressive when I watched. I was expecting to see this great player, and I'm like, what, this is the guy people are ranting and raving about?
Well, let's look at the second tier, because this is where you may come up with Jaden Maiava, Noah Fifita, Gunnar Stockton, Josh Hoover, Marcel Reed, I can't even say this guy's name. Jaron Kawea Sagapolute.
The Cal quarterback.
Who?
The Cal quarterback.
Yeah.
Left-handed.
Sagapolutele. Kevin Jennings. Wow. Kevin Jennings is still alive.
Kevin Jennings from SMU?
He's still alive.
No, we're not.
John Mateer.
Tier two.
Where did you have Levitt? Did you have him
in tier one? Tier
first tier.
He had him in first tier. Well, as a college quarterback.
So when I said the CJ Carr.
He's got LSU talent now.
The CJ Carr. And Lane Kiffin has a play caller. I said the CJ Carr thing was interesting because he got to hand the ball off to two first round running backs last year. And Notre Dame recruits, but I don't know that they're going to have a top five pick at running back behind them, and also Jadarian Price as well, a home run threat.
Did you have Bryce Underwood in the second tier?
I didn't hear that name.
I didn't either. Can you believe that was the big five-star name was Bryce Underwood?
Underwood is in tier four.
Look how quickly people have forgotten about. Now, he was not impressive. That guy has a lot of physical talent. I would watch Michigan's Bryce Underwood for a big jump in year two.
You mentioned Michigan.
Michigan was a mess.
I see some number nine in CJ Carr. JJ in college. Got the chance to hand the ball off quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot on his shoulders as far as being the catalyst for an offense. I would love to see how he develops without the security blanket of Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price.
I see a guy who I think he has some talent. There's some things when I watched him that kind of stood out to me as a prospect, at least. I see some real confidence and the poise. I think he's got poise, but he does dumb stuff. I mean, if that makes sense. I see guys who get nervous. I think he's got poise. He's just willing to take dumb chances. I'm just shocked somebody has C.J. Carr one. Now, a lot of this is based on analytics because they got Lenore Sellers 25. And to me, that's a little – I know he did not play well last year. I still would be willing to have him in that tier two. I'd be willing to have him in tier two that John talked about.
So
Avery Johnson, Kansas State, not a fan, but he runs well.
So they got Connor Wegman in the third tier.
Mm-hmm.
At Houston? Is Keyshawn, that's going to be interesting.
I know.
What is he going to do, Keyshawn Henderson? Is Keyshawn going to watch Connor Wegman this year?
You think Houston's going to let a five-star play?
It depends on
they'll lose him.
It depends on who Keyshawn is. If he's some like
right.
If he's someone who went to Houston with the foresight to know that they've got a senior quarterback on the roster and he prefers not to play, I don't know. If he prefers not to play, then they're good.
I don't think anyone prefers.
Well, Dominic Raiola went, or Dylan Raiola went to Oregon because he knew he wasn't going to play.
And he's not playing.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think most guys are like that, especially five stars just coming out.
Yeah,
that's Raiola kind of got beat to hell, and he had gotten hurt, and he
Dante Moore is the same thing. Dante Moore picked Oregon because he knew he was going to play behind Dylan Gabriel. He didn't want to play after getting beat up first year.
Oregon thing.
Yeah, Keyshawn. I think it's probably going to be a little different. I'll just say this. Well, if he doesn't play the first four games, I could see him saying, I'm going to transfer.
Well, Keyshawn never.
And I'm just guessing. I mean, maybe he's okay.
From the outside looking in, never played the game. As soon as he committed to U of H, seemed like that was over. I didn't hear about any flirting, any play
Wegman,
sales.
Yeah, and I never heard about Wegman transferring.
Yeah, so Willie Fritz may have found a guy who's Houston guy, wants to play at Houston, and it's like, you know
he
what?
He probably talked to him. Like, there's probably a plan
in
place.
I mean, wouldn't it be better if he did sit instead of having an Underwood season?
I mean, if you think he's going to play that poorly.
Well, Wegman, not great, but he was the quarterback of a team who won 10 games. So there's some belief there, and I imagine Willie
Fritz. We're talking about a five-star. Five stars don't typically sit.
Five-stars sit.
Five-star quarterbacks?
Behind successful quarterbacks?
But Wegman's not that guy. Wegman is fine, but Wegman is not like – so Matt who just got drafted? Ty Simpson was a five-star coming in. But he was behind a guy – man, I can't remember any of these players anymore. The running quarterback from Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Before him. He went
to Seattle.
Yeah, he went to Seattle, got drafted by Seattle. But
can't even remember.
Anyway. He knew he was going to sit. I think he sat for a lot longer than expected. But it was
Jalen Milroe.
Thank
Jalen
you.
Jalen Milroe. It'll be interesting. No, I want to see what happens with Keyshawn. That'll be. I'm telling you, in the first, he's going to get snapped.
I imagine he'll play.
Yeah, I tell you the guy to watch, Byron Brown from Auburn, who came from USF. That dude can ball. He's physically tough. And he makes a lot of plays.
Yep.
Byron Brown was impressive last year at USF in most of his games. He had a couple stinkers.
A bit of a minnow killer.
There was some of that, but we'll see what he does with Auburn.
Yeah,
well, they'll be the minnow.
28 passing touchdowns and 14 rushing touchdowns.
You're right, Odell. He was, but man, did he look good early in the season? Holy crap. He looked great early on.
Yeah, he really
did.
They
got him in tier three here. They got how about Lenore Sellers has fallen to tier three? How about DJ Lagway has fallen to tier four?
Yeah. I mean, these are guys who are – I thought Lagway was going to be special. Lagway, Sellers, Underwood, those John Mateer. Man, these are guys that were all talked about high level last year.
I'm interested to see DJ, though, with Jake Spavital at at Baylor.
Yeah,
facing that Florida, the defenses Florida had to face.
Yeah, you still want to be good, though, against whoever you're playing.
Billy Napier in that offense.
I guess if you're saying he needs to play against lesser talent.
Or just a better offensive system, because the Napier thing was a problem for a reason.
He did bad when he had the ball and had to throw. He didn't throw accurately.
Well,
he wasn't a good passer of the football.
What was he,
that's a problem.
True sophomore last year who was hurt all year? Wasn't he hurt all year, too?
I think he's true sophomore.
That's a problem.
Coming off an injury, too? Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem throwing the ball, that's a problem. You know,
it's never great. Yeah. It's never great. Right. Yeah, you know Byron Brown had 11 touchdowns, one interception to end the season as a passer. But, yes, against Miami, he didn't look very good. Yeah, Miami was pretty good defense.
Pretty good defense.
A lot of NFL players.
Marcel Reed didn't look great either, but
right.
He was. He gave Messi his jersey. Time to talk about H.R.P.
He did give Messi his jersey, and that was nice. That was nice of him.
It was nice of him.
Did he autograph it?
I
imagine he did.
Did you hear what Zlatan did? LeBron sent him his jersey, and Zlatan autographed it and sent it back to LeBron. I mean, nobody, this guy is one of a kind. And he quit on the air the other day. He goes, this is the first time
and last time
that I'm going to do this. They go, it is? Oh. Yes.
Yep. Well, if you have people quitting on you and you have some kind because of some kind of issue, then you need H.R.P. H.R.P. will help you deal with any kind of issue with an employee. It's what they do. It is what they do. Listen, and H.R. has to do with getting PTO, and you put in for, you know, personal time off or bereavement or whatever, and H.R. handles that. Well, it's so easy. The portal that we have access to, every single one of us here and everyone who works with H.R.P., you don't have to deal with it as an owner, okay? H.R.P., that portal handles all of that for you. Now, maybe you have to approve the PTO or whatever, but that's easy. That's nothing to it. We've got a person that's a part-time person in our HR department, a payroll department. She's part-time. That's all she does, and that's it because H.R.P. handles everything else. H.R.P. partners with you to make your business so easy. All of this stuff that you don't know how to do, that you don't want to have to do, H.R.P. handles it for you. So if you're trying to do all this stuff yourself, your business is growing and it's getting too big, or you're with an admin company that you feel like, are we getting value here? H.R.P. can let you know. They'll come, they'll look at your business absolutely free, give you an evaluation of what they can do. And if they can help, if you've got an admin company that's doing great, that's fine. That's great. But we partner with H.R.P., and they were so much better than our previous. It was unbelievable. So if you're looking to be better, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
What about that Astro win? Why you been avoiding it? We're buyers now.
Well, okay, so we got a couple of things. First, hey, Carl Ravitch out at ESPN.
Oh, man. He's been there for an eternity.
Yeah.
That's a good run for Carl.
Yeah, it was.
That just shows you, it's just, there is a bunch of money being shaved. This has been happening.
Well, and did you happen to hear what McAfee's going to make now?
North of $60 million is what I saw.
Yeah, 60 plus.
Well, you got to make some of those cuts so you can get him as much. That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
So Pat McAfee.
It looks like Pat McAfee is directly costing people jobs.
So Pat McAfee's going to make more, reportedly, in a season than LeBron ever has?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Stephen A. supposedly is not happy right now with the money.
That's not a surprise.
Well, he's going to get I think he'll get a bump also.
That's $60 million. Well, everybody. This is like, you know, that quarterback that is taking all the money and now you can't win because of the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these people are getting fired so Pat McAfee can make 60.
There's got to be a flip at some point the other way, right, where ESPN decides it's not worth it. Like, how far does it go before they go, you know what, $65-70 million for Pat a year isn't really giving us the return we're looking for.
Well, they put him on everything.
They're going to work him until he dies or passes out, whatever. He's going to work.
I don't see – he and Stephen A. Smith do more stuff than I've seen anyone do ever. So, I mean, they're completely willing to do – you need basketball coverage. He was on an alternate broadcast of the NBA Finals. Yeah. Pat McAfee, the punter for the Colts.
I didn't watch any of it, but I'm aware.
I didn't either, but he's willing to do all that stuff. Stephen A. is willing to do all of it. I give those guys credit. I mean, they work hard. You may not like them, but they put in a tremendous amount of work. But if you're getting paid that much, you almost have to. There is no way around
it. Yeah, how are you going to say no to anything?
Yeah. I mean, and I think most young people that I've talked to are happy with
60.
They're happy with McAfee being on College Game Day too. You know, I'd heard some initial stuff. I don't know. I don't watch as much College Game Day as I used to be honest with you. But the demographic that watches a lot of it, they actually like McAfee.
Ah, man, I get up before 5 o'clock during the week. I can wait till the games actually start to turn on the television, really. Do I need to be up to watch game day? Nah. 11 a.m. That's a perfect time. 11 a.m. kickoff. I'm ready for a full Saturday. Mm-hmm. I don't need that thing to start at 8 a.m. I'm good. I haven't seen a segment of game day on actual ESPN.
It's usually really well done. The features they do are really well done.
I see it.
I used to love it, man. I'd lock in for a couple hours of it. And,
oh yeah. I still watch it.
It's not bad. It's just a lot more McAfee.
I see it in clip form. That's fine. I
like McAfee
online.
On that show.
But as far as locking in on ESPN for, what is it, 3 hours now? Is that the length of the show? Not a chance. I'm gonna be sitting in front of this TV for the next 8 to 10 hours, depending on the game that closed out the night. I don't need it to start at 8 a.m. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They do a good job. In my opinion, that's ESPN's best product.
And plus, Premier League is going on in the morning anyway, so I got plenty to watch before I get to college football.
Yeah. I think that's what they do best. They do college game day best of all the things that they do. It's actually informative, entertaining somewhat. McAfee has made it somewhat more, a little bit more entertaining, but it's actually very informative, and they're thorough. With 3 hours, they do a hell of a job. I think that's what they do best, and I don't mind. You don't like McAfee, or
he doesn't draw my interest. It's not a dislike. I just don't care enough about him to lock in.
I don't mind. I actually like him on game day. I think he's brought something to the table, but I don't go out of my way to watch. I don't watch his show, or I don't do that. But he doesn't bother me like, you know. Sometimes Stephen A. really bothers me because of some of this crap that he's just spewing just to be controversial. And
he learned the model, the Skip Bayless model works.
Yeah, right.
Whether you like it or not, a lot of us don't like it. He understands. There's a lot of people who do, and he's learned that model works well for whatever audience he's going after. He's captured that audience. So. I mean, now he knows it's a heat check. All this political stuff is a heat check for him now. He's looking for what his next thing is going to be. I mean, it's all kind of fascinating to me, but I don't, Stephen A., when he's being serious about stuff, there's some times where I think, this is pretty good, pretty good topic here, some stuff. When he's doing his character, I don't really care about the character. Sometimes Stephen A.'s just not, Stephen A.'s not going to be for everybody. Pat McAfee is not for everybody. Pat McAfee's show.
But apparently he's from a lot of people because they're giving him.
That's what I'm saying.
His podcast has got a lot of viewers.
Yeah. You have to understand, you ain't getting paid $60 million plus if a lot of people aren't locked in. And that goes for Stephen A., and that goes for it's just that model is just so disappointing because it costs so many people jobs.
Well, and he ain't doing that. That's the thing about McAfee. He ain't doing he ain't doing the Skip Bayless model.
No, and McAfee gets let's say McAfee gets $60 million. Just so you know, that setup, and I think you know this, John, that setup that he gets $60 million, he's responsible for paying everybody on his team, cameramen, everything is his. It's a Pat McAfee joint, so he's got to pay his cameramen, he's got to pay the producers, he pays the director in the set, he pays all of his co-hosts. That money goes to he has to pay them. And they say he takes good care of him, by the way.
And he pays the kid that kicks the field goals on game day. That's his money.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually did that,
Okay, we got a break because we're behind. But when we come back, how good is CJ when the game is on the line, when trailing? How good is CJ when the Texans are trailing in the second half? We will tell you on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got Sonny waiting. I know what Sonny's going to tell us. We got to get to CJ and how good he is when the Texans are down in the second half. We got to do that. Then we got you at 713-780-3776. Let's get Sonny in here because he's been waiting to tell us that Kevin Jennings is going to win the Heisman. Am I right on this one, Sonny?
Hey, you got it right. Book it right now. Kevin Jennings is going to win the Heisman. Y'all got to put some respect on his name, man. Dell knows. Chambliss, Reed against that Miami defense, Jennings scorched them. And those other guys had trouble. Jennings put up, what, 365 now and got the dub?
That's true.
He's top 10. Yeah, I mean, he's got a great story. The guy had, I think he had one offer from Mo State. He's just humble. I mean, if people, you know, I think it's just because it's SMU, but you take the logos away, you look at the numbers, you look at what he's done and the resume returning to the same program. I mean, he's a top five quarterback. And Monday night, Labor Day night in Tallahassee at Doak Campbell Stadium. All right, we had Doak Walker winning the Heisman. Now Kevin's going to Doak Campbell. The campaign starts. Everybody watch and book that ticket. Kevin Jennings for Heisman.
Yeah. I'm not booking that ticket.
So, I got lots you mean of the guy that tried to hold the team hostage when they were going to the playoff?
Forget about that, John. That was a couple years ago. Let's focus on last year. Since he mentioned the Miami game, well, yes, he did go for 365. He also threw 26 touchdowns and 13 picks. You're not winning the Heisman with those numbers. So, clean up the turnovers. That'll help. And, you know, don't blow a game late to Cal when you had the ACC all but wrapped up as far as making the conference title game. You blow it to Cal. So, Kevin Jennings is a fine player. He's not a top five Heisman candidate for a reason.
And he stayed with the same team because he saw Nico Yamalava.
He's not in any tiers at all, I don't think.
Talk about a disaster.
He's probably a tier four guy also. And you know what? There was a lot of schadenfreude with him failing. A lot of people had happy feelings with him failing. Joy Aguilar, the guy who, like, they switched teams, and Aguilar had the good season, or a better season at least.
Back to they got Bear Bachmeier as a third-tier guy. He's better than that.
He's got mom hips.
Yeah, I know seen he does, him? But he actually...
You ever seen him? This looks like a grown-ass woman who drives his hips, dude, like who drives soccer players.
I can't respect him. He's got number 47.
You seen him now?
I like that.
Change the number.
You seen him with the high hip mom hips?
He's got leather helmet, no face mask. I love that.
Get a single digit or in the teens, or you can't be considered a real quarterback.
Google Bear Bachmeier if you've never seen him.
I've seen him.
I know. Yeah, not you. I'm telling listeners.
Yeah.
Google BYU like quarterback.
He looks like when CJ wears his mom jeans in.
No, he's worse than that. He's got a big old, like a roller derby woman's butt.
Well, he's 6'2", 220.
Yeah, you got to see him. I'm looking at Fox Sports, and I'm not making fun of this list, just so you know. Everyone had the same kind of list. Fox Sports had the 2025 top college football quarterbacks. It was their best shot at this. Number 10, Josh Hoover, TCU. Number 9, this is headed into last year. Number 9, Sam Levitt. Number 8, DJ Lagway. Number 7, Carson Beck. Number 6, Drew Aller. Number 5, Lenore. Don't forget, we didn't talk about the fact that Drew Aller was in that list of great quarterbacks last year. Lenore Sellers, 5. Number 4, John Mateer. Number 3, Garrett Nussmeier. 2, Arch Manning. And number 1, Cade Klubnik. List of failures.
And Arch was the best of them.
No, and they had the best of all these guys. It may have been Arch. I mean, Carson Beck was okay. I mean, Arch had some really bad moments. He had some really bad. That whole list performed well under. No. The entire list was disappointing. The entire list was disappointing. And a lot of these guys are back, and they're not even barely on it. They're not even on a tier one list anymore.
All right. Well, speaking of disappointing quarterbacks.
Except for Arch Manning. The Manning does a lot of heavy lifting there.
The best quarterbacks when losing in the second half, based on EPA, expected points added per dropback.
NFL quarterbacks, right?
NFL quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Who's the best? Matthew Stafford. He's plus 0.45.
Okay.
Expected points added per dropback. Number 2, Jordan Love. 3, Bo Nix. 4, Josh Allen. Caleb Williams. Brock Purdy. Patrick Mahomes. Drake May. Mac Jones. Dak Prescott. Where do you think, out of 36, CJ landed?
22.
Dell?
I'm going to go 25th.
34
Ooh,
out of 36.
Good Lord.
That's terrible.
Only J.J. McCarthy and Shedeur Sanders were worse.
Well, that's
He's
great.
Worse than Cam Ward, Joe Flacco, Kirk Cousins, Spencer Rattler, Tua, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's 28th, by the way.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota, Daniel Jones, Jackson Dart, Jalen Hurts. This is a bad, that's a bad thing. Worse than Jacoby Brissett. I mean, Michael Penix.
Stop calling him Michael Penix.
You know how to say his name.
You Michael, know, this is why people got confused on the whole roof thing. Because you say things like Penix.
Tyler Shuck. I mean, goodness. Bryce Young was 12th on this list. Bryce Young. And CJ's 34th. Holy crap. That's bad. I think some of it has to do with offensive line. Joe Burrow's 28th. He's got the terrible offensive line. If you're behind late, they know you have to throw. You got a bad offensive line. You're not going to have much of a chance. Same with CJ. Bad offensive line. You're down. They know you have to throw. They're going to bring the house, and you don't have much time. So some of it.
How much of it?
I think a good part of it. The better offensive line guys are going to have a better chance when you're down. Did Stafford have a good offensive line?
It was okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
Jordan, it was fine.
Yeah, well, it's fine. Yeah.
It's
I don't,
not
I mean,
great,
it's,
but it's fine.
They, yeah, it's not the most talented. They
Jordan Love, Bo Nix, Josh Allen, Caleb Williams.
Josh Allen does, yeah.
Brock Purdy.
Caleb's is okay. They were better last year. They were. And he takes a lot of plays off schedule. I'm just looking at Joe Burrow, and I mean, it's just, he did, you know, he did project. He played some Lambs, but it looks like he projected 36. Had he played a 17-game schedule, which is hard, you know, he'd have thrown for about 36 touchdowns and had about 11 interceptions. But at some point, he missed 6 games his rookie year. His fourth year, he missed 7 games. Last year, he missed 9 games. What are we doing with Joe Burrow? Joe just gets a pass. We don't give passes like this to Lance McCullers. Now, he didn't miss whole seasons. But, I mean, a lot of guys, we just don't give passes for injuries. Lamar Jackson, we started mentioning a lot about the injuries. We had a lot of season-ending injuries. And it's not like we don't mention Joe Burrow's injuries. But when are we going to start saying, this is 6 years, and he's missed significant time in half of the seasons he's played? When he plays, he is, without question, productive. 43 touchdown passes, 35, 34. It's just that 13-5 is rookie year. His fourth year when he was hurt, 15-6. Last year was 17-5. But we can't, it just Joe has got to stay on the field. And we give him a lot of, he gets a lot of love. The 19 national championship and year two going to the Super Bowl does a lot of heavy lifting for the Joe Burrow.
Everybody still has him as a top five quarterback in the league.
I know.
Everybody.
And at some point, you just got to say, it's literally turning into a 50-50 chance. It's not a 50-50 chance he'll play. It's higher than that. But in 50% of the seasons, he's hurting his team by being injured. And injured at least 6 games. He's missed 6 games or more in half of the seasons he's played.
Yeah, but think about what he does off the field.
What's that? What does he do off the field?
He has one stat that no quarterback I've ever seen can match.
He flips women.
What does that mean, John?
Well, he can. I mean,
why do we say this again? How did this come up again?
Remember the woman that was found in his home?
Right.
Who reported the break-in?
Yep.
The social media influencer who at a time had professed her love of women. Name another quarterback who's done that.
Flipped
her.
That's not a flip. That's some girl kissing girls in a bar. I've seen that.
No, flip.
She was dating women. And Joe, I don't know. I'm not going to get into
that. I said that off the air.
Oh, okay.
If you want a true flip, then
I can only go by the evidence in front of me. And while, once again, there are a couple things.
I'm not giving him credit for that one.
No quarterback has won a Super Bowl with the giant chest tattoo, so that precludes CJ. Also, I don't know a quarterback in the modern era to do what Joe did. At least not up front like that. So I'm going to have him ranked high no matter what.
Maybe
I don't care what it's
the scenes.
Yeah, but Joe, that's very public what's going on here. So I'm going to have Joe ranked in my top five. I don't care that he's 1-33 when trailing with under 8 minutes to go in his career. That's a real stat, by the way. That's a real stat, by the way.
Say that again.
He is 1-33 when trailing with 8 minutes to go in a game or less.
And some of those he was trailing quite a bit, but some of them I'm sure he wasn't.
Yeah, some of those I'm sure he threw a touchdown. His defense gave it up. So there's some context there, but he doesn't have a great record.
CJ's got a better record than that.
But CJ doesn't have what Joe has.
What's that?
The flip.
I'm not giving him credit for a flip. What's her name? I'm going to look
Olivia
through all her entire social
Ponton media. Or something?
What is it?
P-O-N-T-O-N. Ponton. Olivia. That's her
first name. So is that his girlfriend right now?
That is the woman who he walks in front of with a camera.
That doesn't look like somebody you flip.
He flipped her. According to her own acknowledgments when she has talked about dating women, Joe doesn't walk with her. When cameras are around, he walks ahead of her.
She's a literal model.
Yes. Yes. So he rises up the charts. I'm sorry. The formula is the formula.
Oh.
What?
If I ask AI, here's what it said. The question is, is Olivia Ponton LGBTQ? Answer, yes. Olivia Ponton is openly a part of LGBT community. She initially came out as bisexual in 21. I'm not giving you credit for that.
And keep going.
And later shared that she identifies as pansexual. Nope. No, this no longer counts. This is an out-of-conference game. I'm not counting
Sorry.
This one. Pansexual doesn't count.
Sorry.
That's a Gen Z thing.
At last
it's a Gen
check,
Z thing. We're not counting that as a flip.
At last check before
nope.
Joe, it was women.
Stripping that asterisk.
Before Joe, it was women.
It gets an asterisk.
And then she met Joe and said, you know what? I like Joe. So he's up the rankings for me. Name a better accomplishment off the field by a quarterback. Go on. I'll wait.
None. There is none.
You're not
going to break.
You're not going to find one.
713-780-3776. You're not going to find a better sinus doctor either.
No, Dr. Michael Kaplan. Talk to him. I've seen such great results from this balloon sinuplasty. Now, it's been an unbelievable game changer with the deviated septum. That was incredible. I had them both done at the same time. But this balloon sinuplasty, which many of you listening right now would benefit a great deal, you go into Dr. Kaplan's, you set up an appointment, go to KaplanSinusRelief.com, and then they take a scan of your head. And then they can see into your entire sinus cavity, and you could be... It might make a lot of sense when you get in there and you say, look how blocked up the sinus cavities are. And that's mucus that has been in there in many cases for just, for longer than you can remember. And that's why you get those sinus headaches. That's why you have that pressure on your head. Sometimes leads to ringing in your ears. It can lead to a lot of problems for you, not to mention just quality of life. You have a harder time breathing. At Kaplan Sinus Relief, if you're somebody like me that uses a CPAP, oh my gosh. You know how tough it was on some nights where you have to just try to breathe with an open mouth through CPAP? It just doesn't work. At Kaplan Sinus Relief, they get in there, they diagnose it, and the balloon sinuplasty, it's a process that gets in and clears out the entire sinus cavity. And the recovery time is pretty quick, and the results are staggering. You can breathe like you've never breathed before through both nostrils, and it's amazing. Let Dr. Kaplan get in there and fix you because he can actually do it. My results have been amazing. KaplanSinusRelief.com. Go to the website and book your appointments today just to see if you're a candidate for the balloon sinuplasty. And they're an entire ENT, office for ear, nose, and throat, so they can handle anything and everything, including allergy testing. It's KaplanSinusRelief.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.